Why, hello there.
Hello. Welcome to the Adia Talks podcast. Hope you're well. My name is Mo Adia. I am your host here on this podcast, and you are welcome to the first of something new we have going on. So this is something called Espresso Shots. Yes, Espresso Shots. Because I am a bona fide coffee lover. So that's why this is kind of related to that. That was sort of the creative name that came to mind. Actually kind of came to mind before the concept came into fruition somehow. But yes, because we had something on our blog a couple of years ago called Espresso Shots. And what it's about is really just some snippets. So these are shorter doses of our podcast. And they're designed to do two things. I view it as two things. Now, it could do more than these two things, but, you know, this is what it's doing. So, you know, espresso gives you a boost, or coffee gives you a boost of energy, usually if you haven't, like, had too much of it. But, you know, coffee tends to give you a boost of energy. It gives you, like, you know, a sort of a, I'm trying to find the right word faith-wise, but it gives you kind of a burst, and it, you know, gives you that sort of charge, that's the word, charge you need to move forward to do something, right? So the espresso shots are designed, they're just short snippets, be about 5 minutes, just of something which is a story or an experience or a word that just is designed to either give you a boost, or secondly, it might just be something you learn from. So it's a story. So, you know, you have the coffee, which is giving you a boost, or we could just be sitting down and catching up. You know, I'm telling you a story, an experience I've either had, seen, somebody else has had, and we're just catching up on a cup of coffee or on a shot of espresso, because that's quick to drink, right? You know, so that's our catch up, because I haven't caught up with anybody for a coffee for a very, very, it's probably about over a year now. So this is my catch up with the listeners of the Adia Talks podcast, having an espresso shot, you know, something to boost your faith and to give you that charge. So welcome to the very first episode of this. I thought start better now than never, because, you know, all the regular excuses that we tend to have in our mind of, I want to have like my artwork sorted, I want to have like, you know, maybe a jingle or whatever it is, you know, I felt those creeping in and I was like, not necessary. Just get going and the rest will figure itself out. So thank you again, wonderful listeners. If you're a first time listening on this podcast, I love you. Welcome. If you are listening, you know, you haven't listened for a while, hey, welcome back. If you're a regular listener, hi, shout out to you. Love you guys. Make sure you do share this. You tell people about the podcast. If you're new to this, go back and listen to some previous episodes. There would be something in there that will bless you. Just in your work day, maybe if you're working from home, just play it in the background. I promise you there would be something in some episode, or not, you know, if you know, or possibly in all of them, there would be at least one thing that will bless you, because we go as the Lord leads us into this. So this is our first shot of espresso. I'm catching up with you guys, and I am giving you that boost of energy you need to like smash your week and just get your stuff done and think about it that way. So actually, the boost of energy is kind of a little more of an experience, but it's something I want you to ponder on. Oh, God, I would say wants you to ponder on, because he wants us to accept what I'm about to talk about, right? So this morning, I was sort of having my quiet-ish time. I have an interesting way that gets handled. But I was sort of having like my quiet-ish time. And I was thinking about, I was listening to something. I was listening to some music, which was like, you know, it's not your regular worship in church type music or the popular stuff that people love. I kind of listen to stuff that really feeds my spirit. I'm not saying that all that other stuff doesn't, but so I listen to stuff that feeds my spirit. Very specific on that. It's a thing for me. So I was listening to somebody I listen to quite regularly. And he's one of these people that is very big on the love of God, and like, he's very, you know, and like, you know, somebody's a lover of God, like your spirit can identify it. You can see it in everything they do. You know, there's some people that have like different, people can tend to have different like anointings, but I think, I don't even talk about like worship necessarily, but and how I how it's been revealed to me of how, you know, different people carry different things, but there is a place where you can actually hold everything as needed. But that's, I digress. But anyway, this person specifically is very about the love of God. He talks a lot about, you know, Christ being the groom, we're the bride, and, you know, there's a lot of relation in, and this is all in his, he does some speaking as well, but a lot in his music, and his music is just so pure. And just so it just takes me to a place of loving God, and it just my fellowship, it just helps me with my fellowship with Holy Spirit, who reveals Christ to me, my fellowship with Jesus. It just takes me to that place, and I can't explain it really. But anyway, I was listening to this and I kind of had been listening to it actually since about 3 a.m. when I went to sleep. So it'd been playing like you know, you just leave a, you know, autoplay YouTube what on, and it just plays, you know. So I listen, I woke up kind of with that on my mind, with, you know, music, with his music on. And I thought to myself, I was like, God, I was just talking to God, and I was just like, really just in the moment of talking to God, and I was like, God, I really, really want to love you like this person. Like, I know, I can just tell that he loves you so much. He just loves you, and he's all about you. And I really, really, really want to love you like him. I even want to love you more than him. Like, is it possible, Lord? Show me how. I was really in this deep conversation with God. And I'm only revealing it to you because, you know, God always has a lesson for us to learn in this, you know. But, and I believe this is for everyone. It's for all sons and daughters and lovers of God, really. And I just was really pouring out my heart, like, you know, almost crying. Like, God, I really want to love you like this person, you know. I just love you, God. And, you know, I just want to love you even more. I want to love you more because I can't even, the magnitude of how this person loves you, I can't describe it, but I want to love you even more. I want to go past that, Lord. Show me how. Show me, God. Show me, you know. And the Lord said to me, he just took me back to scripture. You know how God always just takes you back to scripture. And he's like, you can love me, but, you know, really, your love for me only comes from you first receiving my love, right? So that's scripture in First John 4:19 that says, we love him because he first loved us. So God was like, you can, of course, I want you to, but you can only love me when you receive my love, and when you receive more and more and more of my love. And it was very personal, because a lot of things I have, you know, received, and a lot of things people have spoken to me about have been about the love of God for me personally, like, you know. And I then began to think, I think God, sometimes my mind, you know, I'm thinking too much, and sometimes we think, and I know I've had this mindset before, we see, oh God, you know, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son for us, and you're like, wow, God, you love the world so much, you love us all so much, and you did that. But sometimes, and you know, we can have a mindset where we are like, yeah, God, you love the world, but like, you love me, but surely it's not as much as that. Or you're almost like, you're seeing God love other people, but you're almost sometimes not accepting of the amount of love he has for you. I mean, we can't fathom it. Like, your brain can't fathom it, right? But sometimes we see it as like, yes, God is so loving, he loved the world, but we find it difficult to actually receive his love. Right? And God was saying to me, you can love me. You can love me, but you actually can't love. You have to receive my love first before you can actually love me even more. So you want to love me more, you have to receive more of my love. Right? So that scripture just literally came into my mind. It's just like, and he just said to me, this is it. You have to receive. So where you've had struggles, or you had walls, or you had things which have caused you maybe not to receive his love the way you should at certain times in your life, or you've questioned, or you've doubted, or you've thought, ah, oh God, I've been in this situation for so long, I've been waiting for something, and you know the devil starts playing the tricks on your mind that maybe God doesn't love you as much, or maybe he wants to give this to these other people, like all these other things, different situations that cause us to the love that, you know, God is bestowing upon us, it causes us to, it almost depletes in our mind, because the devil, like, literally will use situations to lie to you But the Lord is saying, receive my love. That is, you know, if you really want to love God, you need to receive his love in its fullness, and you need to not allow the lies of the enemy that try to rob you of the love of God or the knowledge of the love of God. You need to shut down those thoughts, you know. Whew, I feel this becoming a longer discussion than it needs to be, but you need to shut down those thoughts. I'd love to do something, you know, separate talking about that. But really, the shot of espresso I'm giving you today is to really love God. The reality is you need to accept his love. So let's just say you love God at 5. I'm just applying a number for want of trying to just give it. You love God at 5. And you're like, God, I want to love you at 7. I want to love you at 7. But the love you have received, the amount of love you received from God is, I don't know, 4.9 or less than that. Like the amount that you've received in terms of, there's an infinite amount available to you, but the amount you've actually received in your heart is 4.9. Then you cannot love God at 7 because you have not received, you know, that. That's just, I'm just using that to make it, to illustrate it, right? It's not like that. It's not numbers, but that's what I mean. So that's what I'm leaving you with today. The, you know, if you want to be a lover of God, which I believe you want to be, and your heart, you just want to love, you're like, God, I want to love you. Show me how to love you. It comes from a place of actually receiving the love of God first. So where you struggled, you know, just open up your heart to receive his love. Where they've been lies that the enemy has told you, you know, shut down those thoughts. And how do you do that practically? You actually do so by filling yourself with the word, going back to the word and seeing what he says about you and how much he loves you and how much he expresses his love for you. Just go back to the word and see that, like read, you know, what does God say about me, you know, and ask God to reveal, to show you, because when he begins to show you how he sees you, you will begin to see that he sees you, and you may see yourself as a failure. I've done this, but God is saying, no, you are, you know, you are a mighty man of valor. Like, you know, he's saying these things. You're a woman of, you know, woman of many talents. So he's saying all of these things about, he said all these things about you. Even some of you receive prophetic words and things that are just like gathering cobwebs and dust in notebooks or on your voice notes. And you've not listened back to them. And that's the reason why we record these things is because we use them as, it's keeping record, and we use them to obviously track what's happening, but we use them also to encourage ourselves in the downtimes. So I want to encourage you to do that, to, you know, really open up your heart to receive the love of God, you know, and the things that I've given some examples of how you can do that, but that will help you to love God even more, even more. God, I just want to love you. It was quite a moment this morning. But I hope that all makes sense. That is your shot of espresso that I am leaving you with for this week. Let us focus on the love of God. And we will be returning back to our episodes, our regular episodes this week as well. We're talking about something to elevate, so make sure you look out for that. Love you all. God loves you way more than I can ever love you. So receive his love today. Take care and goodbye.